Welcome to the first episode of Voter Intel OK. I'm Dustin Johnson. I'm glad to be with you guys, and thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Voter Intel OK is a podcast designed to get information out about candidates running for different seats in the Oklahoma House of Representatives as well as the Senate. We will also focus on issues related to state questions that are facing voters. We'll talk about different kinds of topics, different issues related to the concerned voters of this state, and really get into some of the things that are difficult to find if you're just wanting basic information about who do I vote for. What are the issues? What are the stances being taken? What are these state questions all about? We're going to try to tackle some of those things on this show, and I'll try to have different guests on who can give us some of their expertise. Would love to try to have some special candidates who are running for office come on, and so we'll just go through and highlight candidates and campaigns and talk about some of the issues that are out there in this upcoming election cycle. We have very contentious and interesting races happening out there. I personally come from Oklahoma City, and in my House District 88 is unopposed this year. Jason Dunnington, the sitting incumbent, is unopposed. But in the district in which I work as a teacher at Choctaw High School, House District 101 has become an extremely hot race. And so we will focus a lot on that district. But we'll try to canvass the entire state and see what some of the races are out in the greater locations across the state of Oklahoma. It's going to be a very interesting election cycle, as I said earlier, with number one, a lot of representatives and senators terming out. Both on the Democratic and Republican side, a lot of guys and women who have been key influencers throughout their terms are terming out. On the Democratic side, a big loss for the Democratic side, I would say, is Scott Inman out of Del City and Corey Williams not terming out, but focusing on a different area as he'll be running for a district attorney spot, saying that he's interested in trying to pursue a passion of his, which is criminal justice reform. But those two Democratic voices in the House will certainly be missed, and for the Democratic caucus, they will certainly want to replace those two voices as soundly as they can with like-minded people to the two outgoing. The Republicans certainly are losing many voices that have been outspoken over the years of their terms. John Bennett out of Salisaw comes to mind, very outspoken, very at times controversial voice, but also representing his beliefs with his voice, as well as others terming out. And so that means that just by default, we're going to have new voices in the Senate and the House. And whatever your political beliefs are, that means that your voices will have a chance to be heard through different vocal cords moving forward. what we'll do is try on this show to highlight some of those races and look at some of the districts that are going to be most contended with, and moving forward, try to get some facts out there, try to present it in as fairly a way as possible. We'll focus on issues, as many issues as we can, and if you guys have specific interests in mind, make sure you let that know be known. You can contact us via Twitter at our Twitter account at VoterIntelOK. You can also email us at VoterIntelOK@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. I say we a lot because my wife is a big part of the research and development of this venture. Christy will be on many times with us here on the broadcast, and she has great input and very passionate about getting to know these topics and know what we're looking at when it comes to checking the boxes for who we vote for. Any information that you know of that you'd like to pass along, we'd love to hear that as well. And so for this first episode, just keep it short and introductory. We'll be back with another episode soon. And so for Dustin Johnson, I will sign out. And thank you for joining us. We'll be back next time.